Live from the Great American Southwest Desert, where it's a little shaky and wobbly from the earthquake this afternoon. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What's this with the earthquake in Arizona, huh?
Well, it's aftershocks basically from the 7.2 earthquake felt in the Baja, California. And I know they felt it in Tucson. I live pretty far out north. I live about 20 miles north of the Phoenix metropolitan area out in the country. And our swimming pool, even that far out, shook significantly.
That had to be very deep. Wow. I've been out of pocket all day, so I'm totally out of touch.
Well, there was another earthquake, too, Annie, in Virginia. 3.9. So you have to wonder if what Nick Begich told us, and we need to get Nick on for a return appearance here to discuss, could this be HAARP technology triggering all these earthquakes around the planet? Because, Annie, I cannot remember a time when there's been this many earthquakes in so many unusual places like Oklahoma, down in Arizona, the Baja, Virginia. It's amazing.
It reminds me of what Cliff with the Alta Webbot report says, too. He says there's going to be an uptick. Volcanoes, earthquakes, out-of-place weather, interesting. Any damage? California?
I don't know.
Okay.
That I'm not sure about.
Okay.
I do know here locally, of course, all the mainstream media talk shows turn it into about a three-hour topic of discussion. And I told my wife, I said, how long are you going to feed this monster? We know there was an earthquake. We know nobody was hurt. Okay, let's go to something new. And she informed me she was busy doing something else and idly had it on. But, I'll leave it to the media just to obsess on a non-event. But down in the Baja, we're at 7.2. That probably was not a non-event, and I don't have any details on that as we speak. Annie, we've got a caller about the quakes. Let's go ahead and go through these calls very quickly because they may have some updating information that you and I aren't aware of, and then we'll get to our stories.
Okay,
Sheldon
good.
From Tucson, hi, you're on the Common Sense Show. Welcome back.
Hey, Dave. I just wanted to confirm that I felt it myself down here in Tucson, and a friend that lives out on the southeast side of Tucson sent me an email, and he felt it too. And if you go to the USGS website, it shows at least 15 other reports in the Tucson area. So this is kind of unusual for this area. I've lived here like 11 or 12 years. I've never felt one here before.
I had one I felt, oh gosh, probably about 16, 17 years ago when there was a quake out east of Yuma, Arizona, and the aftershocks hit us and it knocked some water out of my pool, pretty much like today. But what's interesting that we're going to have to do a show on this, Sheldon. To me, this is more than happenstance. Too many of these are happening in non-earthquake areas for this to be a coincidence, and we're going to follow up. Anyway, thanks for the call. And we have one more caller from California, Trish, on line two. Hi, Trish, what's on your mind?
I felt it. I live in a trailer, and it just rocked the little trailer very nicely.
We're in California.
Southern California.
Yeah, quickly, where are you at in Southern California?
I'm in San Fernando Valley.
Okay, so that far north.
Actually, it's right near L.A., Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, and the quake was all the way down in the Baja, so that's quite a reach.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do any damage to your trailer?
No, it didn't.
Well, that's a good thing, and we didn't have any significant damage here, as far as I know, in the Phoenix metropolitan area where I'm broadcasting from. But I'd sure like to hear from somebody who knows about the Baja. Okay, Trish, thanks for your call. We need to move along with the news.
I have an experience I'd like to share with people, if that's okay.
Can I get you to call back in our open line segment? Because this is our news segment. I just wanted to update on the earthquake. So please feel free to call back. Okay, Annie?
Yes.
Here we have it. A couple callers right on the mark here telling us that they felt it significant distance away. And I know originally when they first reported the quake, they reported it as a 6.8. And then later they upgraded it to 7.2. So we're going to have to contact our good friend Nick Begich and get him back on the air and see what we can make of what's going on with all these earthquakes in unusual places.
Okay, I just went to the USGS, and it's been rocking and rolling, and ever since then, with 5.2s, 4s, and 4.6s, so they're still rocking out there.
Annie, we've got someone on the waiting on the line who wants to come on, who wants to make a link between HARP and the quakes. Let's see what he has to say very quickly. Let's go to Mel in Florida on line 4. Hi, Mel.
Hi, hi. I got to tell you, I came across your radio station because CNN gave you guys a plug-in, and you guys, that we should be all aware that we should be fearing you guys, and they made the FBI aware. So CNN, if you're listening, thank you so much.
Yes, CNN,
I can't
yes.
stop listening to you guys because you speak my language. I will tell you this. I don't know if you watched any of the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory shows.
I'm proud to say I watch every episode, yep.
Yes.
Okay, well, they had a gentleman out there who, his father was the gentleman who invented HARP, or at least that's the name that the Navy, I believe it's in the hands of the Navy now, has given it. As far as I'm concerned, with my sources, I can tell you emphatically that the Navy has the Bible playbook, and they're playing it one play at a time so that they can make all the religious fanatics out there also, you know, say, oh my God, Armageddon, and they're going to come running. But the reality of it is, this technology was originally invented for peaceful purposes. In other words, if one part of the world was getting too much rain, they were going to make it stop.
We know that. What do you think the connection is? Because our time is short here, Mel. What is the connection between HARP and the quakes?
Well, I think that, you know, never in the history of the world have we gotten like 5 earthquakes simultaneously.
No, I agree. It defies the statistical odds. During the break, I got an email from SJ, and he tells us that the USGS is reporting over 20 million people have felt this quake. Thanks, SJ, for the update. And Annie, we may have time to fill in.
Goodness.
Oh, I know, 20 million. Wow, that's about 8% of the population. So, you know, I got a feeling this is going to go bigger than 7.2. Okay, well, I see that Trish called in, so let's go ahead and try to squeeze her in before the end of the segment. Hi, Trish. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, we're still doing good, and we're steady here. No aftershocks.
Oh, yeah, I haven't felt any either.
Let's go to Greg in Colorado on line 2. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show, and we've got to be brief. We've got about 30 seconds.
Can I hold over for a break?
I've got a guest coming up.
I got a real quick couple of statements to make, and then I'll be off.
Go ahead.
Okay. The earthquakes are caused not by HARP, not by the evil government, but by the terrible, horrible, hateful emotions of mankind and the murder and killings. The earth is shuddering. The earth is shuddering from the evil.
Well,
that's
there's plenty of evil to go around, and
where the earthquakes are coming from.
And I do know that we can have some, lack of a better term, somatic effects on material objects, but that's certainly a point to consider.
Emotions are doing it.
Okay.
Read the comments of GG, a.k.a. the White Rose, if you would like to be enlightened, everyone, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I've got to run, but thanks for the call.
There you go. You're welcome.
Greg? Okay. Annie, you heard it here. When we get mad on this show, we're causing earthquakes.
I don't mean
to laugh at Greg, but there is something to be said for mass consciousness, and there's been a lot of experiments on this, but I don't know that there's any kind of link in the literature between mass anger and earthquakes, although, you know, serendipitously, he may have a point, because this country really is increasingly becoming upset. And we are increasing in earthquakes, but I think there's a little different agenda.
Thank you, and I want to remind everybody we're going to have Jim McKenney on next week, so we can ask him about the earthquake situation, too.
Exactly. Always an exciting guest. Annie, thanks so much. We're going to run.
Thank you.